You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Marr. The future of the Five Cities Fire Authority in San Luis Obispo County will be in the hands of a select group of voters in the upcoming election. The fire department that serves Aurora Grande, Grover Beach, and Oceano faced uncertainty in 2019 as the communities grappled with how to fund it. As KCBX's Tyler Pratt reports, on March 3rd, Oceano voters will weigh if a tax hike is worth the cost of continued shared fire services.
How to continue fire service in South San Luis Obispo County seemed uncertain in the first quarter of last year after Arroyo Grande began discussing the possibility of pulling out of the Five Cities Fire Authority. AG's Mayor Karen Ray Ressam told KCBX by phone in 2019, it's not necessarily because the city wanted to split off, but if the communities couldn't figure out how to fund the department, it might have to.
That did not come across in the staff report because it's so scary to see we're going to say we're pulling out and go to a one-station fire department. That's not really the intent.
At the crux of it all is Oceano. The cities of Arroyo Grande and Grover Beach pay for the biggest chunk of shared fire services. Over the past year, they've been able to move money around to support fire, and they have more funding sources. Oceano is a community services district and only has one funding source, property taxes, most of which, 97% to be exact, already go towards fire.
Oceano is the only community services district in the county that provides fire and emergency medical services that does not have a supplemental tax to help fund the cost of those services.
That's Grover Beach City Manager Matt Bronson speaking Monday night. Oceano has decided to put a tax in front of voters this spring, a new cost of $180 a year for property owners. It will go towards continuing fire services and help keep Oceano's station fully staffed. Grover Beach's City Council approved a resolution Monday in support of that ballot measure passing. Here's Oceano CSD President Linda Austin speaking at that meeting.
We're stronger together than we could ever be separately. We've all benefited from the operational efficiencies created by these shared services since 2010.
Oceano and Arroyo Grande city leaders are expected to pass their own resolutions in support of the ballot measure later this month. But if Oceano voters don't pass the new tax March 3rd, the community managers say they will have to begin deep conversations about how to continue South County fire services after next year. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.